This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, Danny, and Candace. What's up, Candace? I don't even know who you are, but you were here when I got here, and you're holding a mic, so I know you're going to be on the show. What's going on?
Well, I'm brand new to this, too, although I always listen to the podcast. So Pearl and Serene asked me to be a guest speaker today.
All right, girls.
Isn't she sweet?
What is she
doing? You don't usually hear that sweetness on the party.
You know, you might be only meeting Candace today, but we have to tell our story about Candace. She is here. I asked her on Sunday. She was at Hilltop Church, and I was just sitting there talking to Candace because there's a huge story. She's freshly married to Justin Dickinson. And he is the reason why our website is not crashing now in sales.
All right.
So that's a long story. We'll go into a little bit of that. But we have known Candace for almost 2 decades, right? Mm. You knew our children when they were little because you were our mother's first intern for her ministry. And just a single lady you were. And oh my goodness, we loved you.
And
you
met her
so
back
kind.
Then.
Oh, you probably did, Dan, because you used to
come
to Hilltop Church.
So that's why there's deja vu-ness going on.
I don't remember her at all.
Well,
not that you're not memorable.
No, Danny, there's a reason too. She was beautiful back then, yeah, and she, look how beautiful she is. Mm-hmm. But there's
maybe that's why I chose to not look at her.
Danny, we have her here today because there's a 100-pound weight loss difference in our beautiful Candace here.
Okay.
And so maybe when you remembered her first, you know, you were a different Candace, and that's
just as sweet, and just as beautiful, 100-pound
weight loss, Candace.
Yeah. But this we're gonna pull that out of her today because it's such an incredible story. And I know it's gonna encourage you guys so much because I love your story, Candace. And as I was just pulling it out of you on Sunday, I'm like, our women are gonna be so encouraged because yours has not been this overnight, look at me then, look at me now. Yours has been this decade or even longer, slow plod to health.
And guess what? It's victoriously something that you would never, ever, ever, ever think that she was ever different because it's so stable.
Yeah.
You know, it's like she just
every
wakes
time
up
we
every
saw
day
Candace, every time I've seen you, Candace, over the years, and you kept coming back because you're a friend of the family now, and my parents fell in love with you, and we all fell in love with you. You kept coming back. I would just notice a more shining, vibrant, healthy you each time I saw you. So let's go back to the very beginning. A very good place
Please,
to start.
Von Trapp.
When we first met you, you were, we called you this most precious, beautiful Southern belle. You grew up in a very Southern style home and all you were used to was that sort of food, right? So tell us a little about how you grew up and how you ate and what you knew about your health then.
Yes. So I grew up in the Appalachian Mountains, which we call them Appalachian. Most people say Appalachian, but from where I come from, it's Appalachian. But the Appalachian Mountains of Virginia. And I grew up with all the good Southern food, white biscuits and gravy, white rolls, white potatoes, corn on the cob, ham, turkey, fried chicken, all of those things. And that was just the norm to me. But as I was in my late teens, I started to gain weight and I wasn't sure why. I was eating the same way, but I started to gain weight and I would go to the gym and try to work out. I would go on crash diets and it wasn't working. So I went to the doctor and asked for diet pills because I thought that was the quick fix when you tried to lose weight and couldn't.
Yeah.
And he said, first, let's check your thyroid. And so I learned that I had a very low functioning thyroid. And so they gave me supplements for that and it began to come.
Did they give you medication when you went on T4?
They did. They gave me a form of Synthroid.
Right. So T4.
Yes, the T4. And they said, this will help you, you know, your metabolism, this will help you lose weight. But I sort of experimented with different diets of the day. And I was able to cut some carbs and lose some weight. But around the time that I first came to the Hilltop, to Prim Springs here, as a Ruby's helper for your parents,
yes.
I that's actually when I learned that healthy food could taste good. Mm-hmm. Because, oh my goodness, Serena,
you stayed in
Pearl's
my mom's
mother
house. Yes.
Is the most amazing cook in all the world.
Yes, she is.
And it was like this amazing dream come true. I can eat and it can taste good and it can be life-giving and healthy. So that was really the beginning of my journey into healthy eating for life.
Yes.
And why
can I ask you a question about that?
Mm-hmm.
So at that time, we had not written our Trim Healthy Mama book.
You were doing it.
Yes.
Yes, because you all would come to the office and I remember you exchanging ideas and you were jotting things down on notebooks.
And I always just remember you listening.
Yes. And you had babies on your hip and running around and nursing babies. And it was so amazing. I remember you all would like experiment with the carb and fat ratios.
Yes.
And it was just so exciting to be in on that. I knew that you were hoping to write a book, publish a book one day, but I didn't have any idea how huge it would go because I didn't know, you know, the fullness of it. Yeah. But I would listen and take note of, and I would try those things. You know, I would go home and try those things in the middle of a family who still just ate all the Southern, all the sort of unhealthy things. Yeah. And that's really where the transformation of my health began.
Yeah, that's just so amazing to me because I just always remember your inquisitive, curious face. And, you know, Serena and I are still the same as we were, you know, now as we were then. We couldn't shut up about things. So whatever we were saying, we're like, come over to Mom's house. Mom, guess what? And did you know? And we made this. And then Mom was always like excitable. So she would be making her things. And she'd always been such a healthy cook, our mom, you know. We've always been inspired by her. But I would just notice you, who, you know, we knew came from a different eating style background, but you just had this inquisitive, hopeful look on your face.
Open.
Like, maybe I could try that. That's new, but that's so fascinating. It was this look on your face because you weren't a very big, like, we're loud and you weren't. It was just this look. You remember
it,
Serene?
Yes, I do. I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definite open heart. And I think that's a big thing too.
Yes.
Is just an open mind to allow something to be delicious, even though it's different.
Yeah. And did you find some things though, perhaps they weren't to your liking? I mean, you said that mom's cooking was amazing, but it was different, right? I mean, were there things that you thought, oh, I can never do this?
It was. I guess the biggest change during that time is before I came, I was having several diet sodas a week.
Okay.
Wow. And so, you know, there's just no sodas off limits.
Yeah, what was at the Ruby's internship
place? Yeah,
mom didn't like sodas.
It's the most horrendous poison of all time.
Did you sneak sodas into the Ruby complex?
We got a few healthy ones from Whole Foods and we felt better about it because it was like carbonated healthy soda.
Is it Zevia's?
It may have been. I can't remember the
brand. I don't think they had Zevia
back then.
No, yeah. Not that. It came. Zevia came a little later. But it was, probably just so-called healthy.
Must have been Virgil's then.
Yeah.
Maybe.
With cane sugar.
Yeah, it still had sugar. But I remember I was like after 2 weeks of just not having soda and eating all kinds of crossovers at your parents.
Right.
I dropped like 12 pounds.
Wow. Just being off the sugar then, basically.
Yes. And even the diet, because I was drinking diet soda
at
home, which is even more horrible. But just dropping that and having like home cooked meals that were whole grain and healthy fats.
Yeah.
And there were tons of crossovers. It wasn't even the Trim Healthy plan at that time. But that alone helped me drop 12 pounds. And that motivated me to want to learn more because I loved eating that way. And I saw it was good for me. And my body agreed with it.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
Yeah.
So you went back. After staying, you know, my mom, dad's for quite an extensive time. So you went back and what was your thought process? Like you thought to yourself, what, I'm going to do this on my own? Or, I mean, you didn't have our book. You just thought, what was your mindset at the time?
I saw that it was something good for me and I wanted to go for it. I introduced my family to it back in Virginia. I would cook meals for them using your mother's recipes or some that you all now have in the book even. And they enjoyed it, but they weren't on board to like leave everything they'd known and adopt that way of eating. So I would just make my own things and incorporate that in.
You lived at your parents' house.
Yes.
And I find it interesting when you said you would make your own things and it wouldn't stress you out that they weren't completely on board 100%. Like you would cook for them and they would be delighted, but they were going to continue the fullness of it wasn't going to, they weren't going to own it. But I noticed you on Sunday, and I'm going a little bit forward.
Go ahead. That's okay.
Yeah, I noticed you on Sunday.
We will go back.
Because you never know on the hilltop church. You don't know if it's going to be all salads and wonderful or all crazy, crazy, crazy carbs.
Yeah, we all have potluck after church, but people don't just bring trim healthy stuff, people.
But I noticed that you came to the dinner and you had your own little thing that you prepared. So you're not afraid to have your own little thing if you have to. And I think that's interesting because I think that is a key to success.
Yeah.
Where you can know that a little planning is all right and you don't have to shove in the towel because not everybody is encouraging you around.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's funny about the food after the service because you're right. Some days it's like wedding feast and other days it's all brown rice.
Yeah, or some days it's all pizza. Well, Serena and I didn't bring our stuff. We didn't bring pizza. I mean the white. When you went home, did you have this big thing like, man, I want to drop 70 pounds and I'm going to do this? Or was it just like, I want to get healthy, I want to change? What was your mindset? Because lots of people go full on gusto and they have these goals, and I see them sometimes even reach their goals, and then it's a return, and some things happen and life kicks them and it becomes hard and they revert back to maybe their roots that was destructive in the first place, but they don't want to go back, but they go back. So we're talking to you today because.
Because you're long-term success.
You're long-term success, and people need to hear why and how. So what was your mindset?
Well, I knew that it was a revolution. I was just so excited. I knew it was going to be a full-on life change.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure exactly how it would work. So it was sort of like a learning as I went kind of thing, prayerfully, you know, one step at a time. And again, like the only one in even my extended family that adopted a healthy way of eating, not for just, you know, a period of time to lose weight. I did see pretty early on that it would have to be a lifestyle change because I had done sort of the crash dieting late high school years. And I had seen that work quickly. But then when I went back to my ways of eating, my family's ways.
Yeah, so you'd already been there, done that.
Yes. So I knew it had to be something different and it had to be something I could live with and enjoy for life. And so I was just sort of getting into more healthy eating, but I didn't have the Trim Healthy concept fully then. The book had not been published. When it was published, I was so excited to get it and to actually dive in. I had done things like the Atkins diet for a little bit, South Beach diet, and I lost some weight on that. But I love Trim Healthy because I could have sweet treats again and they didn't taste fake.
Which is important in the Southern cuisine.
Yes, for sure. And I loved that it wasn't Splenda because that had just such a strange effect on my body and caused a lot of tummy issues. So I love these new, you know, the sweeteners that you all were offering, and especially your stevia, which I currently have. Never leave home without the stevia extract.
Do you like to put it in your drinks if you're out?
Yes, coffees and tea, you know. But it was so exciting to learn there were these natural sweeteners that didn't raise the blood sugar and were tasty. And I could make all kinds of exciting things. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. Trim Healthy Mama was my favorite. And it was something I knew that I could live with and do for life and wanted to because there's so much variation and fun.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So then how long did it really take you? And I don't know because I've never picked your brain about this. I've only seen what I've seen over the years, and it's you slowly. You've always been beautiful, but you kept shining more and more.
And that's what I want to ask too, is this you kept this steady, slow uptick to victory. And was your mindset like, oh, I have goals of reaching a certain place very quickly, or were you just contented to let your body do what it was going to do and however long it was going to take? Did you, because it's interesting because Pearl keeps on asking questions about mindset, but I think that's exactly where the victory is always won in the mind first, right? So was your mindset just a relaxed mindset? Like, I'm not going to put heavies, because I think a lot of people give up when it doesn't go a certain time. It doesn't go like they imagine. They put time limits on it. Did you put a time limit on yourself, or you just didn't care how slow it was?
Yes and no. I did have goals, and there was a part of me that really wanted to quickly attain them, or within a reasonable time, like 1 year. Mm. It did not happen that quickly for me. Mm. So I knew I would either have to just give up and get unhealthy, and yes. just be in a horrendous healthy place in health, or keep going no matter how long it took. So just knowing that I would get there eventually, I just would continue.
You continue. So. Did you ever, though, have times where you felt so disappointed because maybe you didn't attain what you wanted to, that you would have days of just like, this is too hard, this is not worth it, and then you would go back to those comfort foods, or did that not happen?
Yes, it did. It especially did. Okay. Family reunions.
Yes. And, well, it's good to know the angels, time. Angels faulty.
No, but that she's oh, normal.
Yes.
No, yes. No, many times that would happen, and the enemy would try to come in and make me feel condemned or, just horrible guilt for eating too much cake at somebody's birthday, right. And then I would physically feel horrible, you know. But there's just, I have learned with God, there's grace for one more day and one more day and one more day. So, there were days that felt like a failure to me because it was so-and-so's birthday party and I had two big pieces of cake and felt horrible.
Yes.
But what another thing I love about Trim Healthy is tomorrow's a new day and you can wake up and start all over again. At one time, I was of the mindset that if you splurge horribly one day, you need to fast at least 2 or 3 days to make up for it. Like water fast and cleanse.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But, over time I learned, actually, you can just wake up and have whatever Trim Healthy thing you want, and your body will get back into balance.
Go back to balance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not swing the pendulum to the extreme, because that's unsustainable.
Right, exactly.
How long was the process from I've decided to make a change to goal weight?
I would say about 10 years.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm so proud of that.
Yeah.
You know what this is to me? And I've actually got tingles down my whole body now because this is real life. Come on. This, her journey, and why I wanted to preach this journey today is because it's not just a journey of making all the right choices and being perfectly on a plan. This is a journey in wisdom. Mm-hmm. And what you've had to grow into, with lots of mistakes along the way, is just wisdom that this is not a crash and burn. This is not about me making, eating two huge pieces of chocolate cake. This is waking up with a new day and making wise choices for myself.
And to go from a 1 year goal, like in 1 year, I will look like this. To being 1/10 of the way there.
Yeah.
And having to process that, handle that, readjust your goals and expectations. That's massive brain work.
And it might have seemed slow. I don't know if it seemed slow to you. It might have seemed slow to you because you were in your body.
Yeah, did it?
Because we would just see you when you came to visit, but it was fast to us because every visit there was a change.
it was to
every
us.
Every visit it was like a shock.
It's like grandparents seeing the grandkids.
Yeah, that's what it's like. You've grown. You've grown. So was it slow to you or not?
It did feel like a long journey, but I feel like God allowed me to learn so much.
Yeah.
And no matter how long it takes, we have to agree with God about who we are from the inside out.
Yes.
We can't just want to transform ourselves outwardly quickly to give us some sense of value on the inside. I think it's so important to agree with God on the value of who we are.
Oh, yeah.
And out of that knowledge, we're able to be good to ourselves.
Oh,
and
yeah, so true. I love
and
that.
Get to that place that we need to be. And I also look at it in this way. It may take 10 years for me to get where I want to as far as weight goal and healthier. But
well, you're perfect. What you're talking about, Willis?
No, she meant when she looked forward. Yes. If she looked back and looked forward.
Yes. It seemed like a long time. Mm. But I'm not just doing it for me either.
Yeah.
I think of Esther in a sense. Esther fought and did hard things not just for herself, but for her people.
Right.
And so Esther, I think Bible, about it. Yes. Yeah. Esther in the Bible. I forget you have a beautiful daughter-in-law named Esther.
I was literally picturing your daughter-in-law.
Oh, yes.
And she's beautiful.
I was like, it's like she Esther is. Says. I'm like, yeah. I didn't even know she was everyone, out there
everyone
saying
associates
stuff.
Esther with Serene's yes. Esther. Esther's Cake of Wonders, her famous, yes. famous cake. That's
oh,
at
it's
our cafe
so amazing.
And on the
menu, Queen like, Esther. Mm. But yes, so just the fact that making these lifestyle changes makes the road easier for those coming after us too.
Yeah.
You know, it can be a generational thing so that my children will not only just know a bunch of, you know, white yeah. sugar, white, yeah. you know, flour things, but they can know healthy things from the time they're mm-hmm.
I love
little.
that picture, because you were not thinking necessarily just yourself. You were thinking generational. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you sit here today and you're just recently married for the first time. And I want to get to that amazing story at the end of this party. But as yet, you haven't had a child. And yet you're still thinking of that child and that generation, even though it hasn't been born yet. I love it.
Yeah.
I love the big vision. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's why God has sustained you and blessed you and brought you into a large place, mm-hmm. because your vision has been large.
Yes.
It hasn't been narrow. It hasn't been just about a number and just about achieving that goal. It has been large.
Because you look to the future and not just look to the present. I mean, you think if you just stare at grass and think it's growing, but you don't see no growth.
Yeah.
You don't see any growth at all. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't stare at, I mean, I suppose when you looked in the mirror every day, you were looking to that future. You weren't looking to, okay, I need to see a change happen. But, you know,
yeah, she
if you
was
put,
seeing multi-generations yes. being better off.
I mean, if you put a camera on the plant life, you know, and you speed it up, you see this incredible dramatic changes. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. But if you're just staring at the day to day, you're staring at, you know, you don't see any change, but you were seeing the future. And then that was just, I believe that's where your victory comes.
Important it is, like, I love this 10-year thing, aspect of it, because, like, we have so much content put in front of us and offers put in front of us to get something we want, whether it's weight or anything else, in 6 months or a year or 3 months to shredded abs. I get all these mail advertisements. And it's like everyone is celebrating these massive results in such a short amount of time. But whether it's health or otherwise, I've been thinking about what sort of work am I doing that I may not even see the full fruit of. I may spend 80 years doing this specific work, and that my children would have a whole new life, like a whole new, and then their kids would just, and like, how long could that last? Like, could that last potentially hundreds of generations? Could
you know,
I be?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could I be changing the world?
That,
like, literally,
Danny.
Not like he changed his world, but like,
yeah.
But the world.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to just talk about it a little bit. It's a tiny sidetrack. Hopefully, I won't get in trouble or be belled by Leslie.
Liz.
But, you know, reading a
physical
great book
strawberry.
That Ben the prof gave us, Pearl, The Biology of Belief.
Yeah.
I'm up to the part. So sorry.
You'll
it shows my naughtiness
me.
Of how slow I am with my homework. But I'm up to the part about how the cells. When they learn something new, it's not for itself. It's to pass on to every cell. It passes on to its daughter cells.
I know.
And that's its major thing.
Cells
and
I'm in thinking, our body.
We are better
learn.
Than one cell. We're like trillions of cells. And I mean, more than that, in our body. And a lot of us, we don't think about passing on what we learn.
Mm. Right.
But I love that. And that's your victory, because you saw it as a bigger picture. You're like, I'm not just learning health for me. I'm learning health for the future generations. But isn't that awesome how a cell, if it learns something, if it learns of a danger and it forms this an antibody gene in it, it's not just for itself. It makes sure that every daughter cell has that programmed into
isn't
it.
Isn't that amazing? Serene, you picked that up too. And I thought about that, but then it went in my head and some other stuff came in and then it dropped out. I'm thankful that you just brought it back in. That was awesome. Hey, but back to you, Candace. I was talking to you on Sunday, and then I would love to hear about, we're going to get to some practical things, like what foods do you go to and what are some of your really go-to easy meals and snacks that have sustained you all these years. But I want to know about your journey, like in Trim Healthy Mama. You know, we were saying, you know, because we talked about your thyroid issues and how, you know, you've still been struggling a little bit, but you've discovered things about your body. And you've discovered over these years what works best for you. And you said, you know, like a lot of us did when we first started Trim Healthy Mama, you know, you used to do a lot of the heavy S, you'd still do some E's, a lot of the heavy S at that time, it seemed great for you. But then you discovered now you thrive more with a lot more E meals too. So you want to talk about just some of the wisdom you've grown into?
Yes, I have found that my body has changed and just the needs and the things that make me feel better, more energetic. In my late 20s, I would go to mostly S meals. Mm-hmm. And that's when I felt my best, had the most energy, and seemed to be or to get into a weight loss mode mm-hmm. if I did strictly or mostly S's, mm-hmm. S meals. And I found that the past few years, I crave more ease. Mm. I crave more of those healthy carbs.
I think that's because, and I'm just interrupting for 1 second, but you know, with a low carb movement, it works for a season mm-hmm. and then it stops working because it's it puts the body in a state of panic, really, because it's only burning one fuel type. Yeah, and the body's
adapting. But she was coming from a high sugar lifestyle too, so I think she was finding her feet with getting rid of all that sugar and inflammation mm-hmm. for a while, as mm-hmm. many do. Right. And then they have to find that balance, right?
Mm-hmm. And so now I definitely feel better having more emails or crossovers.
Yes.
So I can enjoy more of those now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
What are some of your go-to meals? Are we allowed to get to that, Pearl? Curly bossy poo?
Yeah, curly bossy poo.
Well, I love collagen protein shakes for breakfast.
Okay. So what does that look like?
So I would throw in a scoop of the chocolate. So far, the cookies and cream is my favorite.
The whey protein.
Wait a minute. We have cookies and cream something?
Yes, Denny. Denny, yes.
Why do you not like me anymore?
I don't know.
And you don't tell me anything. What is the cookie?
On our Charlie website.
From Candace's work. From Candace's. It's the what is this?
Whey protein.
Okay.
And cookies and cream.
So it's like the chocolate that I've had and they told me about and they loved me enough to bring me some. But this is cookies and cream.
You meant to keep up with the times, Dan.
I'll bring you some, Dan.
How do you get cookies? How does it, where's the cream?
It's just like, it's a flavor, all natural. Yeah, it's just an all natural flavor. It's got a little cream in there and it's got a little cookie taste. It's got a little chocolate.
Does it have dairy?
Yeah, it's whey.
It's whey.
Oh, yeah. Can you do whey these days?
I can do a little.
Yeah.
I'm squeaking back in.
But it's isolate. So it's very, it doesn't have all of the
If you start with a little bit, you can work your way up. But anyway, so I know because I follow you on
so one scoop.
Facebook and I love watching what you eat.
Okay, so one scoop of the cookies and cream.
So, yes, a scoop of the protein powder, a scoop of collagen, and I like to throw in the dynamic duo greens.
Oh, yeah. How much do you do?
Usually 2 tablespoons.
Oh, she's on you. She's a serene.
She's good.
I make it super green. You can only see green when I'm finished with it.
Wow. Yes.
And is this mixed in water or milk or what?
I usually do almond milk ice.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you're quite a big shake smoothie person, aren't you?
Yes, I do enjoy those. I usually have that for at least one meal. Like one
a day.
Day.
So that's not just the like one of your go-to. So it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Trim Healthy powders plus almond milk and ice.
Yes.
Do you throw berries or anything in there?
Sometimes I do. Yes. I love berries and I love to do, you know, especially if I want to trick myself into thinking I'm having dessert, I'll do a big bowl of berries and like a Greek yogurt, like a no sugar Greek yogurt. And then I'll just like incorporate protein powder into the yogurt.
Makes it thicker.
Yes.
And, nice.
And collagen. So that's always a treat.
Yeah. So you like your proteins, don't you? Do you? Oh, I'm going to go to thing. No, I'm going to ask about exercise later. Let's do some more meals because I love her simplicity.
I know. Me too.
So that's basically one of your meals per day is a shake.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Is that mostly an FP? Because are you sticking any E fruit in it ever? Or is that just your FP?
It stands for fuel pool.
Sometimes an E with berries and things.
Well, if you do enough berries, like a lot of, like a cup of blueberries or something.
Yes.
Do you have fruit on the side of it ever? Like, do you like fruits?
I do. I stick with mostly berries unless it's a totally E setting. And so then I'll enjoy an apple or half a banana or something. I also enjoy just fried free range eggs with hot sauce and a little sautéed spinach on the side.
So you do a lovely S.
And a go-to for me for like a large lunch or dinner is just a giant taco salad.
Oh, yeah.
Usually in an S mode, just doing lots of greens and low carb veggies, and then like a ground turkey, seasoned ground turkey, and a little cheese. That's always I love salads.
Me too. If I haven't had a salad in a day, I like crave it so much. But guess why I like my salads at night, my big salads, because they take so long to eat, and that's my hungry munchy time.
That's so a great idea.
So if I'm, you know, 30 to 45 minutes it takes me, and then I feel like, man, I just ate.
And you actually experience your food. Because if you can wolf it down, and like a shake at night isn't so grand, because if you can wolf it down in 15 minutes, it's like, okay, what else is there to do?
Yeah,
I've been feeling like liquid trash for like 3 days because I've been eating late, and it's been like toast or something, you know, just the quickie.
Yeah.
But last night, I just drove and got a Chick-fil-A salad at like 8 because I was done.
I like their salads.
Their salads are
so
good.
Yeah, that Southwest one's good.
Got one at like 8 p.m. and threw it down and felt fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
because he's off being famous, people, you see.
Yeah, so Danny is off being famous. We just talked to him about his new Hulu show. Am I allowed to say that? He's like shushing me. Hey, I didn't say which one. Shh, you didn't hear that. Hey, but what are you said you've been enjoying more ease. I'd like to know maybe a couple of the way you've been enjoying carbs lately then.
One of my favorite things as of lately, it's a bowl. And I just take chicken breast that's been pre-baked, that I've either baked the day before, or like a rotisserie chicken, just using the white meat, and seasoning it with curry powder and little extra cayenne.
Yes.
And then incorporating it with like mashed sweet potato.
Oh, yum.
And a little bit of quinoa.
Oh,
and a dollop of plain Greek yogurt.
Oh, yum.
Sounds amazing. It's just so flavorful and easy to throw all into a bowl.
I love anything curry with sweet potatoes, because the curry, the roundness of it and those flavors with the sweetness of the sweet potato, it's insane, right?
Oh, it's insane.
So good.
Curry
so
is special. Good.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
And you can throw some greens in there too on the side.
Just like a
a big meal in a bowl.
I have so many questions. So I'm scared I'm going to get in trouble with pee.
No, but we're 30 minutes and I've got a lot of questions too.
To feel the way you felt. She's like, oh, no, but yes.
Hey, but part two, Leslie, have we gone long enough? I'm going to use Leslie's barometer, because when Leslie said we were too short, all the Trim Healthy Mamas thought we were too short too, but we're at 31 minutes and we've got a part two. Are we allowed
to quit? What does the human strawberry think?
Yeah, but what if there's a part two?
Let me ask my flipping question.
Part two, because we need enough for the part two. No, Leslie said ask your question and then we'll go to part two.
People are still half vacuumed their carpet and they want to keep going.
Okay.
I need to have a nice 10 minutes more.
No, because then we're going to have another one. I'm overruling you. I'm going half Leslie, half me.
Oh my goodness.
Ask Serene the
question. Leslie pops his hair, is getting redder at that.
Serene, ask the question, then we go.
I want to see Leslie like storm out.
I'm just saying, you're saying all this yummy food and it was delightful when you lived on your own, or you were, you know, you were like boss of the kitchen, but now you're married 3 weeks in, right?
Yes.
Or 4 weeks.
Oh, this is new.
This is 1 month today.
Oh, 4 weeks freak out.
And that's why I want part two, because I can tell that.
Yeah, and so I'm interested in seeing if he likes curry on sweet potatas and things like that. Yeah, or are you having to?
Justin's such an eater, isn't he?
He is such an eater, and he can just eat.
He can.
And
he's got a high metabolism.
He's like Danny.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
So, and we've actually, because we've lived in several different places in our transition to here, I've not had a chance to cook too many meals. But, you know, when we were dating, I would prepare him meals and we enjoyed those together. Yeah. So I'm really excited to get settled and get in that mode of actually cooking daily.
But right now you're eating mum's meals again because you're back in her house. Isn't that funny?
Soon
full
she's
circle?
About to be in the Chalice Palace. We had a podcast about the Chalice Palace kitchen.
Yes, she's about to live on Serene's. You know Serene's got a wild commune going, right? You know, you want to call anything a cult? Call Serene's house a cult. Why don't you? Like, you go over there, there's tents of people. Now,
it's not tense.
Oh, come on.
It's not tense.
Kind
of.
Jeremiah lives
out,
on
though.
Your land. A few other people do. They got campers
She's
there.
She's pointing around to people in the room, just so you know.
Yeah, there's campers.
Can we do a company-wide camp out at Serene's? Like, everybody comes with tents.
And it's like a big play area. All the children get together.
And by company-wide, I mean anyone who's ever met us ever. Like, it's just open.
But you know what? Like, there's too many questions for Candace. It's too good. We're going to love you and leave you, and we'll pick up part two next week. I'm so bossy, but sometimes do you notice that when I have special guests, I take over?
Oh, you totally do.
Yeah,
but
you get
it's your
real
place.
Serious.
It's your place, and I just settle in. I just settle in.
There are rules, and it just happens naturally that I become boss. Thank you. See you guys. Trim Healthy Mama.